ओके, उसके बाद विटिलाइगो. व्हाट इज़ विटिलाइगो? इट इज़ अ कॉमन एक्वायर्ड कॉज ऑफ द हाइपोमेलेनोसिस व्हिच इज़ कैरेक्टराइज्ड बाय द लोकलाइज्ड एरियाज ऑफ वेल डिमार्केटेड हाइपोपिगमेंटेड मैक्यूल्स प्रेजेंट एट एनी साइट ऑफ द बॉडी. So initially the vitiligo was classified into two broad classes, that is the segmental vitiligo and the non-segmental vitiligo. Segmental vitiligo, as the name shows, that it is present unilaterally involving only a segment of the body in the form of a linear band or a segment. And non-segmental vitiligo is bilateral depigmented macule distributed in the acrofacial pattern or a scattered symmetrically all over the body. But according to the recent classification, we say that vitiligo is an umbrella term which has several variants like acrofacial, mucosal, generalized, universal, mixed, and other rare variants of vitiligo. Focal lesions which have not developed into either segmental or non-segmental types of the vitiligo, even after 1 to 2 years of its onset, it is known as the undetermined or unclassified vitiligo. So if we talk about the epidemiology, then 0.5 to 1% of the world's population has vitiligo. It can begin at any age, but most commonly it begins between the age of 20 to 30 years. Equal gender difference, and it is present in all races. Then important thing in this is its associations. The most common association of vitiligo is with the thyroid disease, be it hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism. And most of its associations are with the autoimmune diseases like pernicious anemia, Addison's disease, diabetes, hypoparathyroidism, myasthenia gravis, alopecia areata, morphea, lichen sclerosus. It has a very strong association with Hallo-Nevis and malignant melanoma.